This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Monday, October the 28th of 2024. 8 days until Election Day. Yep, a week from tomorrow is officially Election Day. Many folks have already voted, I know. But Election Day itself is coming up just 8 days from now. Here in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our studios of 98.9 WXCO. Fair skies, temperature of 42 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up this morning, we will be talking to Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska at 9:34 this morning. We're going to discuss what we saw Friday night. It was the first weekend of high school football playoff action. In fact, we had a couple of games right here on 98.9 WXCO. We'll talk about what we saw around the area and around the state with Jimmy Cuska coming up at 9:35 this morning. Also coming up, we're going to discuss this. You just heard it with Brittany Merlot on the local news update. This fund basically being put together to help the Wausau mayor, Doug Dinney, in terms of any cost for legal fees because of his removal of the Dropbox a few weeks back. Be able to, as the story said, be able to give money and also give prayers. I don't know if the prayers are tax deductible or not, but we're going to discuss this coming up a little bit later on. Also, we're going to talk about yesterday. There was a rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City. I like to talk about history. In 1939, there was a similar rally held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The similarities are pretty amazing. And I really wonder, are folks who are tuned in right now that are either voting for Donald Trump or thinking about voting for Donald Trump, are they proud of what they saw yesterday? Are they proud to be part of a movement that basically made racist or sexist comments about any and every group of Americans outside of white men? Was there a pride that they saw yesterday in New York City at Madison Square Garden? Going to talk about that. We're going to talk a bit as well from the other end of the spectrum. This weekend in Kalamazoo, Michigan, there was an appearance by Vice President Kamala Harris where former First Lady Michelle Obama was there as well. And the former First Lady made, a very powerful statement. We're going to hear what Michelle Obama had to say a little bit later on in this hour as well. So, again, we are in the final stretch, the countdown. And the fact that the Republicans, and I would call them the mega Republicans, have gone there at this point of the campaign. that this is their final argument as we head down the stretch with people already voting. So you can say, yeah, it's not the final argument. Yeah, it is the final argument. The final argument that they're trying to give to the American people to say, yes, you should put this group, because it's more than just Donald Trump. It's the people around him. I mean, you look at people like Stephen Miller, one of his closest aides. Wouldn't that guy fit right into those old pictures of the Nazis? So, again, you can talk all you want about Trump. You can talk all you want about Stephen Miller. You can talk all about the Rudy Giuliani who was there again, who out there actually thinks that Giuliani will get you votes? But whoever was speaking, and there were many, many, many speakers last night, but the folks here in central Wisconsin, anybody who drives around central Wisconsin, you see the Trump signs everywhere. Lots of Trump signs. There are some Harris signs, some Tammy Baldwin signs, Eric Hovde signs, but the most signs are Donald Trump signs. People decide that they're going to put in their yard or fly a flag or basically put their house wrapped around with Trump memorabilia. Trump, 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 Trump. These people want you to know that they support Donald Trump. Are they proud every day? And these people that many of which went to church yesterday, they went to church yesterday and hear the word of Jesus Christ. And I usually don't go this direction. I let Chris Conley be the religious expert in the world of radio. Let him discuss the word of God that he gets directly. But I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you walk into a church and read the gospel every Sunday morning, and even more than that for some folks, and then come home and put a Donald Trump sign in your yard. It's crazy. So we're going to go down this road a little bit more during the course of today's show. So I was disturbed. And again, as somebody that really does love history and knows history and believes that we need to know history in order not to repeat ourselves. Well, we repeated ourselves yesterday at Madison Square Garden in New York. 2024, Arrow 1939. So I'm going to go into that a little bit more as we continue here this morning on the program. But before we go any further, we need to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, one Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How did the weekend go?
Not the greatest, actually. I spent the whole weekend fighting off a sickness in this. My sinuses and allergies, I'm back in full swing, and so I had to, take care of myself this weekend. I'm doing better today, but the weekend was a little rough for me.
Well, glad you're able to rest a little bit, be able to try to get a little better. I mean, whenever
I did get some nice positive news that just as I was walking out the door to get into my car, I saw some mail on the floor. Well, at first I thought, oh great, it's more political ads. But then I looked at them, and it actually were very nice political ads that actually focused on the issues that the Democratic candidates will be working on. I got one for Kyle Kilborn.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the issues he focused on is fight climate change and keep our water and air clean and save social security and build affordable housing and reduce the high cost of living. And I thought that was really nice. I got another one for Yilang Zhang, who, by the way, is a good friend of mine because I went to high school with him.
Oh, really?
I went to DC Harris with him, and he really made a lot of positive changes in the few years I knew him in high school. But he talked a little bit about his family history and what he's done living in the Wausau community. He's been an advocate for victims of sexual assault, domestic violence, and human trafficking. he's worked to increase wages for our teachers, expand the 911 dispatch line, and strengthen mental health services in schools across Marathon County. And the final one I got was a very nice one for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. Very nice. Nice one. You know, talking about the issues that they'll be focusing on. And a little plug about early voting as well. Make sure you sign up for that. But just looking at those ads, looking at the issues that those candidates focus on or want to focus on or actually are focusing on, is it really didn't put a smile on my face, because it shows me that the Democrats, you know, they have great candidates who have plans, who have records of good experiences helping citizens in the Wausau community, and focus on education, on housing, lowering the cost of groceries, and the mental health for schools. Just, you know, start things like that give me hope. And it was really nice to see that, especially on a Monday morning when things are a little rough start.
Absolutely. So. And again, I just, you know, one thing that people need to look at is, what are the issues people are talking about? Because, again, I think that this country, one of the areas that this country needs to be better at is to be more proactive when it comes to certain issues. Mm-hmm. And you talk about the climate change issue. You'll be hearing over and over and over again spots for the candidates, whether at the presidential, Senate level, and other levels. And how many of them are about climate change? Not nearly enough. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to keep kicking this can down the road over and over again until it gets to be the point where you have to do something. Well, you got to be a little more proactive about it. And I think that's a great thing as well. And also, again, what do people talk about? I mean, that says a lot. I talk often about budgets, talk about priorities. Also, candidates, they let you know what their priorities are. What are their priorities? What are they going to do to help you and your family and your community? And again, these commercials are just so much wasted money, so much, when they're talking about some of these issues that, frankly, are so far down the list in terms of everyday life for people in Wisconsin and people in America. So, again, 8 days to go, 8 more days of seeing, hearing these commercials, and then it will finally come to an end for a little while. Coming up, we're going to talk about the weather. This time of year, we're not expected this warm weather, but yeah, we are. A lot of warm weather coming up, at least for the early part of this week. We'll get you the details with Brittany Merlot coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO. This is no social crisis. This is you having fun.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Monday morning, the 28th of October of 2024. Yep, towards the end of October, but we're still enjoying very nice weather here in north central Wisconsin. A very nice start, some cloud cover, but temperature at 42 degrees and expecting to be well above normal temperature-wise again as we start off this new work week as we get closer and closer to November. And, of course, it's a holiday week with Halloween coming up on Thursday of this week, and to talk about the weather and talk about everything that's going on and maybe find out a little bit about her weekend. We're joined from our great weather staff we have at Civic Media, and she does so much more than the weather. Of course, you hear her with the news coverage and everything else. Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Good weekend. Good weekend. Good. Unfortunately, our football teams lost Friday, so we'll get a little break from the high school football for the high school sports for a couple of weeks. But it still was a beautiful Friday night. It was a beautiful weekend, a chance, I think, for folks again to enjoy so much that is so wonderful about central Wisconsin. But how about your weekend? I shouldn't even ask, because I know that if there's anybody that takes advantage of great weekends, it's Brittany Merlot. But I imagine you did again this weekend.
Yep, I sure did. I cruised over to Door County area, went to some of their state parks, did some hiking on the Ice Age Trail again, completed my challenge. I did the Mammoth Hiking Challenge, the first time I've ever done that. So I got the 44 miles within the month. So it was a pretty big weekend for me.
Congratulations.
Got to the very end of that trail. Thank you so much. but it was beautiful in those woods. I mean, a lot of the crowds are gone, right, from the fall colors. So it was kind of quiet and serene. And the carpet of leaves was absolutely stunning to see out there. Gotta love this time of year. But it was a little windy yesterday, kind of cut right through you a little bit, a little nip, but we're warming up. We've got those winds today out of the south that are just going to gust up to 30 miles per hour, bringing us to the mid-60s. And then by tomorrow, it's going to be gusting up to 40 miles per hour out of the south, pulling us to temperatures of near 80 degrees, which
is insane.
Feels wrong saying.
It's crazy. It's truly crazy. I mean, it's just, we were talking in the first segment, and again, I don't want to get too deep into, you know, the political issues, but we aren't talking enough about this. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy that we're having these kind of record temperatures all the time now, and we're going to have a chance. I imagine if we hit those temperatures, I would imagine they're going to be record temperatures. It just, I'm just curious to see what this winter is going to be like, and I'm going to be curious to see if this becomes, again, as we've talked about so many times, the new normal.
Yes, no, I agree with you because, you know, historically speaking, La Niñas usually bring a bunch of snow and colder weather to us as well, and we're switching into a La Niña year. So if this year is anything like the past few El Niños, then you know it has nothing to do with those oscillations. So like you said, when we keep hitting these record temperatures year after year after year, different seasons, and it makes you scratch your head and think, what is happening right now? 80 degrees. Our record is for tomorrow was set back in 1901 of 79 degrees. So quite a while away.
Yes.
Long ago.
But when we do get that, which is, again, I think the kids and the parents are going to be walking around on Thursday thinking, well, okay, this will be fine. Unfortunately, by Thursday, when the kids are, well, for some areas, I know there's been, you know, wherever you may be, I don't know what the schedule is right now for Halloween trick-or-treating, but Halloween itself, we're going to take that dip by then, right?
Oh, yes. It's going to be spooky. We've got a big, big system headed our way. So what's going to happen? That's why these winds are so strong. That's why we're getting the slice of warmth out ahead of it. But rain on Wednesday. It's going to be raining on Halloween morning. And then we're hoping that the system kicks on out of here by the afternoon. But if it kicks on out of here by the afternoon, those winds have shifted out of the north. We're going to get some blustery wind chills. We're going to be plummeting to temperatures where highs are going to be, goodness, well, the highs will be overnight. So what we're going to be feeling while we're trick-or-treating is more like those upper 40s to mid-40s and crashing as the night goes on. Mm. Plus you slap some wind chills on top of that. It's going to be a crisp one, but nothing too unusual.
No, except right now, because of all the warm weather, our blood is still thin.
It is. I'd be a vampire this year.
we get with that cold weather, it makes us, you know, just get tougher, but we haven't had to up to this point. So the first time you get temperatures in the upper 40s with winds that are blowing to get those wind chills down, it just feels so much colder than it normally would. I mean, it is nuts. I just keep shaking my head over this, and I know that you study this so very closely. It's just got to be, in number one, incredibly interesting, but also, again, baffling at the same time.
Yes, it is very interesting, but I don't like it because I love Wisconsin for the cold and the snow.
I know.
Four seasons. I don't want one with a little variation at time. I want four.
All right. Well, what are the details here for the early part of this week?
Yeah. So we're hitting highs today of 67 degrees. We should be in the low 50s. So extreme warmth. It's going to be partly cloudy, breezy today. We could see some spotty sprinkles late tonight, and then the winds really whip tomorrow up to 40 miles per hour out of the south, soaring us to record highs near 80 degrees. Again, that record is 79 degrees, set back in 1901. And our overnight lows tomorrow night only hit the mid-60s, which blows my mind. That is summer. We'll hit 74 degrees for Wednesday, but those temperatures sliding for Halloween highs look at about 50 degrees. But they're dropping for our Halloween trick-or-treating hours down to lows of 29. So below freezing, and then we're going to hold where we should be in those low 50s for the rest of the week.
All righty. Well, we're going to, you know, be able to walk around probably downtown later today with the, again, without the jackets. But and actually, crazy. There's going to be a little event going on later on today that I'm going to be heading on over to with somebody that's on the ballot next week. But I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. But hey, Brittany, thanks again for the information. Have a great Monday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joining us here on Monday morning, but she joins us every day at 8:21. 42 degrees under fair skies. More to come here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. If you are interested in joining the discussion, you can do so by calling or texting, and our number is 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can also join us by going to the Civic Media app and open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then there's a button to call us and a button to text us as well. And I'm thinking maybe one or two of you may be interested in joining the discussion here on our next issue. Of course, in the last, month or so? It's been about a month. It was right at the end of September. Mayor Doug Denny of Wausau moved the Dropbox into his office, claiming it was unsecured. And I'm shaking my head here. Okay, again, going back to September 22nd, Mayor Denny publicly wheeled away the city's sole drop ballot box outside Wausau City Hall and moved it into his office. And he actually photographed himself doing it. Denny is opposed to drop boxes and said he removed the box in question because it had not been bolted to the ground. The box at the time was not officially open for use, and the slot to drop ballots was locked while waiting for the Department of Public Works to bolt it to the ground. And I think the mayor did not expect what happened to happen, that by pulling this stunt, that he would get the State Department of Justice involved in it, because City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi, who is the person responsible for making the decision about the drop box, did send a letter to the state basically saying there was a irregularity when it came to the election. Bernardi stated that Denny's removal of the drop box before it could be secured, along with his ongoing keeping and concealing of the drop box, infringed on her ability to administer this election. The State Department of Justice has started an investigation into Mayor Denny and his actions in this case. The thing that now is just interesting in a number of different ways. It's interesting in the fact that it involves the mayor of Wausau and folks giving money for his defense, but also me as a radio personality in this area. I've talked a lot about the fact that our radio station has, over the last couple of years, been able to maybe respond in a little bit of a way to things that folks like Chris Conley and his morning show host, Meg Ellefson, say and do. Because for many, many years, they were the only talk radio station, news talk station here in Wausau, and they basically could push their far-right agenda without any response or very little pushback, at least on the media airwaves. Well, if you go to a website named givesendgo.com, givesendgo.com, and you know, if you go to facebook.com and an organization titled Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated, and according to their site, Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated is a grassroots nonprofit organization dedicated to mobilizing citizens to participate and take action to address local issues affecting our way of life in Wisconsin. And the way of life is from a far right point of view. And the thing about it as well, do you know who the executive director of Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated is? Executive director from 2020, July of 2020, to this very moment, 4 years and 4 months.
I do not know.
The executive director of Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated is somebody named Meg Ellefson, the morning show host on WSAU Radio.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Oh, dear indeed. So she is getting involved in this Doug Denny situation, not only by talking about it and supporting the mayor on the airwaves of WSAU, but also helping by raising money. And if you go to givesendgo.com, there's a link on there on the Facebook page of Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated as well. And if you go to the givesendgo.com page for Support Doug Denny, that's the title, Support Mayor Doug Denny. This is wonderful writing, I'll say. Wonderful writing. On a sunny Sunday afternoon in late September, Wausau Mayor Doug Denny moved the unsecured, empty, locked drop box from outside of City Hall into his office. The mayor's wife took a photo of him as he moved the box into the building for safekeeping. The Friday prior, the unelected city clerk had the drop box located outside the building without first ensuring all required and necessary security measures had been implemented. The camera was low quality and the lighting inadequate. What ensued thereafter has been a gross overreaction by the hand-wringing city alderman, the city clerk, and leftists around the state of Wisconsin. After the city clerk referred the incident to the Marathon County District Attorney, the Wisconsin Department of Justice, led by far-left Attorney General Josh Call, opened an investigation into Mayor Denny.
She certainly has an interesting way of putting things.
And it goes on and on, and I'm not going to waste people's time by continuing this long write-up. You can go and see it by yourself. But this started apparently on Friday, because that's where is it October 25th at 11:51 a.m. Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated put out the link to givesendgo.com, support Doug Denny. There is a campaign created by WASA taxpayers. Well, I don't think every WASA taxpayer has been involved in this campaign creation, number one. And the campaign funds will be received by Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated. I'm trying to figure out how this group and Mayor Doug Denny can get together and I don't know campaign law. I don't know laws where public figures and these private organizations like Get Involved Wisconsin, how it works. To be honest, I'm going to try to get some information on this. But this is not going, I don't know. I mean, the funds are going to Get Involved Wisconsin. They say they're going then to Doug Denny. But I don't know how the mayor takes these funds, how it works legally. But the goal of this fundraiser mm-hmm. for Doug Denny is $250,000. That's a lot of lawyer fees, I would say. The goal is to Meg Ellison, when Meg goes, Meg Ellison truly believes in the motto, go big or go home. She's going big.
That's the end goal?
That is the end goal, $250,000. I'm going to ask you to, this, I should make this our number for the day, but I'm not going to. I'm going to ask you, what is, how much money do you think they've raised so far? Over Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and so far this morning.
We said the goal was 200.
$250,000, which is a lot of money.
I'm gonna say, just to take a guess here.
Yeah, take a guess.
They probably raised $150,000 already.
No, they have not raised $150,000.
That's good.
They have raised $815 out of the $250,000 that their goal is.
Well, one of the times I'm glad to be proven wrong.
The latest giver, which occurred at in the 5 o'clock hour this morning, was an anonymous giver who gave $5. And with the comment, appalled at the leftist lawfare going on in this country. This attack against the mayor is another example. I'm from out of state and came across this story. Can't give a lot. Give what I can to various causes. And then this really just, I pray to Almighty God for justice for the mayor in the name of Jesus. Do you think that Jesus told Mayor Denny to take the Dropbox and move it into his office? I don't think so.
I hate when people, you know, use a God or a Jesus as like a corner, a stone for the reason that, as why they do things. It's like, well, God is telling me to do this, so it must be right. Just, I don't think you understand how faith works, people.
Somebody named Carrie Steckbauer gave $100 and said, wow, WASA city employees, nothing on the left surprises me. Go Denny. Hopefully most of us have your back. Guy named Alan W. Burnett gave $100, says, help Mayor Denny to prevent WASA from becoming a mini Madison. We have had too many, quote, soft, end quote, mayors who have allowed bureaucratic bloat to sting the taxpayers. Keep up the good work, Mayor Denny. Anonymous giver gave $100. Thank you for standing up for what is right. We support your efforts to get our city back on track from the destructive agenda created by the far left. You know, all these people yakking about the far left and the leftist. Mm-hmm. Mayor Doug Denny is the one that broke the rules. Mayor Doug Denny did not have the authority to remove this Dropbox. This authority was with the city clerk. So all this hand-wringing by these folks who are just basically flushing their money down the toilet to Meg Ellison's little organization, they got to look in the mirror. Why did this happen? It's because the mayor thought he could pull this political stunt and not get any pushback on it. Well, He found out differently. He found out that you can't do this. He found out that they're going to investigate him. I'm curious to see who he was talking to on his phones that the Department of Justice took and they're studying as part of this investigation. Who's behind all of this? And I have to admit, again, during the course of the campaign, during the course of the early portions of this year, I did not think that Mayor Denny was going to align himself with the MAGA right. Everything he had told me was that, no, he's, well, to the right of Mayor Rosenberg, that he was not somebody that was going to be lined up in lockstep with the MAGA right. Well, this whole situation is lockstep with the MAGA right. The idea, again, that the Dropbox was unsecured. Do you know why we know that Doug Denny removed the Dropbox? It's because the camera was on him. This low-quality camera that Meg Ellison put, and you know that Meg, I'm sure Meg was the one that wrote this little give, send, go fundraising text. The camera was low-quality. Based on what? The camera was high-quality enough to see the mayor hauling away this Dropbox.
I've seen the picture on Facebook. It's a high-quality picture.
The picture was not the picture from the... That was a picture taken by the mayor's wife, the one that he's got the hard hat on and removing the... That's not the security camera. Mm. But the bottom line is, I find it interesting that the host of the WSAU morning news show and the Meg Ellison show is involved in raising money for the mayor of Wausau. I'm gobsmacked about this. Mm. I'm gonna continue talking about this in just a moment because I want to go on that angle of this, because I can't imagine that my bosses would have me getting involved in something like that. But again, WSAU has a whole different set of rules, whether it's for Meg Ellison or Chris Conley, apparently. So we're going to come back, talk a bit more about this, and if you have any thoughts, we'd love to hear them as well. 849 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Home show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, again, you can join us by sending us a text or giving us a call. You can do it on the Civic Media app, and you can also do it the old-fashioned way through your phone, 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297. You can call or text at that very same number. Talking a bit about this legal defense fund that has been formed to aid Mayor Doug Denny in his issues involving the removal of the ballot drop box and the investigation going on with the State Department of Justice. And this legal defense fund is being led by Meg Ellison, the WSAU morning show host, and her group, Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated. Again, Get Involved Wisconsin, according to their website. It's a grassroots nonprofit organization dedicated to mobilizing citizens to participate and take action to address local issues affecting our way of life in Wisconsin. I wish they would explain what our way of life is, because they obviously have a certain way of looking at things. But the idea that this person, who is the morning show host, she does two shows on WSAU Radio, one with Chris Conley from 6 till 8 a.m. Wisconsin's Morning News. And then the Meg Ellison Show, which is, in fact, on the air right now across the way. And who knows, she could be talking right now about this fund. And again, as I said, this is a link to a website named GiveSendGo.com, and they are looking to raise $250,000. $250,000, a quarter of $1 million. And the thing about it, on this fundraising page, they have that picture you just mentioned, the one where he's hauling away the Dropbox, wearing the little hard hat, wearing the button, that he's like a member of the Public Works Department. So they're putting their arms around this. To most people, that would be an embarrassing picture, that this, you know, mayor is hauling away an official Dropbox that he should not be touching. It ultimately led to an investigation with the State Department of Justice, but they put that out there as a badge of courage and a badge of honor. But they're looking to raise $250,000, and they have currently raised a grand total of $815. So they have a long way to go. But the idea of Meg Ellison on the WSAU airwaves is not just hosting her show, using that show as a platform for Republican politics, because she is, again, also one of the top leaders of the Marathon County Public Republican Party. But now she is using her platform to raise big amounts of money, or attempting to raise big amounts, so far failing miserably, I might say, for the mayor of Wausau. And again, this idea, these people who are commenting, acting like this is some sort of innocent bystander, he decided to step outside his lane. And again, one of the ironic aspects of all of this is that the mayor and the people that supported Mayor Denny in the last campaign felt as though former Mayor Rosenberg was stepping outside her lane when talking about, you know, having a city that's welcoming to everybody, or to get involved in what they consider, you know, moral questions. And
she never did anything like this.
And in this case, the city clerk is the one that was ultimately responsible for deciding the city Dropbox would be put there or not put there at all. The mayor had talked to the city clerk. The city clerk listened to the mayor and decided, no, your arguments do not win the day. We're going to put out this Dropbox. And then he decides, no, I'm going to go out there, get my dolly, and take this Dropbox into my office. And all these people are acting like this is some sort of leftist conspiracy. No, it's not a leftist conspiracy. And once again, the idea that this Dropbox was not secure, it was going to end up in the river or something like that, is ridiculous. But the Meg Ellison aspect of this, I can't imagine that my bosses would want me getting involved in something similar, where I'm leading a fundraising attempt for legal bills for a politician here in this community. I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they would love for me to do that. I don't know. But I just don't think so. In the same way that I said over the last year or so that if I would have been arrested twice for domestic abuse, that I seriously doubt my bosses would have put me right back on the air. I mean, spend a night in jail and back on the air within a day. I mean, it was ridiculous. But apparently the way they do things down the road at WSAU is a little different than the way they do things around here. And I just find it incredibly interesting, as somebody that works in this business, and that the folks that are in upper management for Midwest Communications and WSAU Radio feel like this is a good way of their morning show host to use her platform. I don't know. I'm going to be curious to keep an eye on the money that does come in. Indeed. On this fundraiser, to see how close they get to the $250,000 that they're trying to get. Just in the last minute, Me Too I Am for America made a donation. That's the name that's on it, for $50. Good American citizens need our support. craziness, I tell you. We got another hour to go. Plenty to talk about. 8 days from Election Day. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.